from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Pat Narduzzi made a lot of Penn State fans cry boo-boo tears online by saying this.
Pittsburgh, we embrace rivalries, okay? We'd love to play Penn State if they would play us. If they won't play us, we'd love to play West Virginia as many times as we can play them. You know, 2 years ago, we got them at home. They got us last year. They're coming back. Our kids couldn't be more excited. They got an idea, really, after 2 years, what a real rivalry game is. I think you need to lose a rivalry game to understand what it means to you. I think you have to lose one to know, okay, you know, I don't ever want to lose a rivalry game again. And I think that's kind of what we go into this game with.
Here's how I know Pat Narduzzi is right. College football is totally broken. It's totally broken. Geography doesn't mean crap. Conference loyalty, none of it means crap. It's all for the almighty dollar and TV. Pitt fans still hate Penn State, and Penn State fans hate Pitt, even though they don't admit it. They doth protest too much. West Virginia and Pitt fans, there's respect, but there's hatred there. That's the soul of college sport. Pat Narduzzi's right. Get it on the damn schedule every year. And Penn State has no reason not to play the game, because before it was all you could lose, like they did in 16, and not make the playoff. Now you can afford a little bit of wiggle room there. You got to play it every year.
But now if you're Penn State, you're just dangling that carrot and kind of just laughing at Pitt, because you know that Pitt wants to play the game, but you're going to schedule Temple. You're going to schedule Syracuse. You're going to schedule every other team but Pitt, because you know that Pitt wants to play the game, but you can play the game, but you don't have to, because you feel like you're more superior than Pitt if you're Penn State. And at the end of the day, it comes down to you do not want to lose that game. It may not matter, you know, schedule-wise, and at the end of the season now with the playoffs and everything, but morale-wise, it would matter.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that that's what they look at more than, okay, like if we lose the Pitt and at the end of the season, we'll still have a chance to make the playoffs. But the morale, and usually that game's being played in the beginning of the season, morale-wise, that could affect Penn State, and they're scared of that.
There's no question about that, but you can make the argument that you lose to West Virginia, and it would be a morale crusher, too. I mean, a non-conference game to a geographical, at the very least, rival. If you can schedule them, if you can schedule Syracuse, if you can schedule Temple, my God, you can schedule Pitt.
Absolutely, but they're not going to.
No, clearly they're not going to, and it's chicken bleep is what that is. Mm-hmm. It's 100% chicken bleep. We got a Penn State fan right here on the text line. There's absolutely no benefit for Penn State to play Pitt. It's scared. Because the benefit is you beat a rival, but the detriment is you lose, and it's a morale loss, and it's for 365 days. The other team in the state has bragging rights. It's just so stupid and short-sighted by Penn State. And they've talked in the past about, well, we'd like to schedule big games. They played Auburn. They had Virginia Tech on the schedule, but that got wiped out by COVID or whatever. Okay, well, now you're going to play USC, you're going to play UCLA, you're going to play Oregon, you're going to play a whole bunch of different teams all throughout the country, because that's now what college football has become in the Big Ten. You don't need to sell your brand by scheduling non-conference games that are outside of this geography. You're playing those games in conference anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, to me, it's pathetic, and Penn State fans like to thumb their noses at Pitt, but rivalry is the soul of the sport.
Yes.
And I know Penn State fans say that they don't want the game. they're only saying it because the game's not being played and they want to have their universities back. Mm-hmm. If the game got scheduled, they'd be jacked up about it.
There's no doubt. But you know what? A real rivalry is West Virginia-Pitt, because we understand what a rivalry is about. And neither side is scared. Neither side is worrying about anything else but playing that game and then moving on with their season.
West Virginia's national championship got taken away from them by Pitt. And the first chance they had to schedule them again, they did.
Yes. We understand. Football is football. Go play the good games. Hey, listen, if you beat good teams, so be it. If you lose the not-so-good teams, so be it. It's about playing the games. Don't be scared to play football. Don't be scared. Go ahead and play the game. And you should be confident enough, if you're Penn State
right.
and you're so superior, you should be confident enough that you can beat Pitt.
Yeah, don't you want to play them and beat their ass and then prove to them that they're superior? Absolutely. And people on the text line, well, shouldn't Pitt basketball play Duquesne? Yes, and West Virginia should play Marshall every year. It's all the same thing, and it's all freaking stupid.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.